These are the security stories from Daily Tech Headlines for the week ending on July 8th, 2022. Attackers used malware dubbed Session Manager to backdoor Microsoft Exchange servers belonging to government and military organizations from Europe, the Middle East, Asia, and Africa. Apparently, since at least March 2021, it's been used in the wild without being detected. Researchers at Kaspersky said last week the Session Manager backdoor enables threat actors to keep persistent, update-resistant, and rather stealth access to the IT infrastructure of a targeted organization by gaining access to company emails, update further malicious access by installing other types of malware, or managing compromised servers. The latest release of Chrome for Windows patched a high-severity zero-day vulnerability being exploited in the wild, the fourth Chrome zero-day patch this year. The update fixes a heap-based buffer overflow weakness in Chrome's WebRTC components reported by Avast Threat Intelligence on July 1st, but no other details were released by Google. The National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST, selected four quantum-resistant cryptography algorithms as alternatives to existing algorithms used for things like public key encryption, digital signatures, and key exchange. NIST began vetting quantum-resistant methods in 2016. Three have been nominated for digital signatures, while the Crystal's Kyber algorithm was nominated for general encryption. Cloudflare, Amazon, and IBM already support Kyber in some nascent quantum services. Apple announced a new feature for iPhones called Lockdown Mode, coming in the autumn. When activated, it blocks attachments and link previews and messages, certain attackable web browsing features, and incoming FaceTime calls from unknown numbers. It also requires the device to be unlocked to accept accessory connections like headphones and blocks installation of remote management software. The mode is only meant for users who feel they may be the target of a sophisticated attack, like the Pegasus spyware from NSO Group, that can infect phones with little or no action required by a target. A developer version is being tested now, and Apple plans to expand lockdown mode over time. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, FBI, and Treasury Department issued a joint advisory warning of North Korean-backed threat actors deploying Maui ransomware against healthcare and public health organizations. The FBI said it began responding to and detecting multiple attacks in May 2021. Compared to other ransomware, Maui requires manual deployment on a compromised network, with operators targeting specific files for encryption. The advisory also provided indicators of compromise for Maui. In early April, Microsoft began blocking VBA macros on downloaded Office documents by default as a security precaution. The company said it rolled back this decision, citing feedback from customers. Microsoft did not actually announce the rollback initially, but then confirmed the change after customers noticed a change in the default behavior. And finally, the White House announced that U.S. Secret Service Director James Murray will retire from the post. He won't be out of a job long, though. Snap announced Murray will begin as its chief security officer as of next month. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.